Thank you for tuning in to the Mental Health Wealth Podcast. My name is Keith Ford, and I'm the host. As we always start every show, we like to start with a disclaimer that any information that you hear here for mental health, if there's anything that you're going through yourself, please don't just diagnose yourself with the things that we have here. Make sure that you go out and seek the proper help, that if you're truly dealing with the situations, that you can have the right type of equipment and the right type of knowledge to handle your situation. Today, we'll continue with our thoughts about communication. So we laid a foundation about communication and how important it is that we use the proper tone, we use the proper rate of speed, that the people who we're communicating with, that they're able to have a bit of psychological safety when we talk to them, and that we present ourselves in a way that we appear to be friendly, that we can be trusted, and that we are easy to talk to, as some would say. You know, we looked at the verse in Proverbs chapter 15, verse number one, about how a soft answer, what it can do, and how grievous words stir up anger and strife. And so when we look at communication, I want you to think about it in three different areas. There are three different type of communicators. And I want you to, as we go through this, to see which area or which communicator do you think that you may be. Now, again, I have to look at this and I chuckle a little bit, because I think these are straight to the point, and I think that these describe a lot of the people who are in my circle, or people who I come in contact with, and people who we may just see on a daily basis. So again, if you listen to this and you hear some of these things that reflect of yourself, but you may hear some of yourself in all three of them. But we're going to look at these today, and I want to make sure that we have enough time to just kind of dive into each one of them and be able to bring out the whole of the matter for each one of them. And so when it comes to communicating with people, there are, again, three types of communicators that I want to look at. There's the passive, the aggressive, and also the assertive. Now, when you look at certain people's works, I know the works of Sigmund Freud and some others who will say assertive is where you want to be. And I do believe that assertive is exactly where we need to be. It's kind of the yes and a no person. If you're an assertive person, you can say how you feel and what you need and be able to talk to people exactly what's going on. Now, I'll give you an example about why these type of communications are important. How easy is it for you to have a friend who you love, and that person may ask for something, and you really don't want to do it, and you're like, man, you know, this will hurt me if I do it, but you know, that's my friend, and I kind of gotta do it, and I kind of want to do it, you know? And we say, oh, well, we'll just go ahead and we'll just put ourselves behind and say, well, I'll make up something later, or I'll handle something later, or do it later. Well, you know, there's a balancing that we have to have when we communicate with people. Now, again, I do know that the Bible teaches us that we ought to esteem others better than ourselves. That is exactly true. We can look out for others better than ourselves. But there are some moments and some times where we can communicate also that we're going through something and we have a need, and we need to make those things known. Now, I want to look at the first one that I said. I want to look at the passive communicator. Now, as you always hear me say, I have some of my notes today, and I, of course, this is not a segment to sponsor Therapist Aid. I use a lot of work from Therapist Aid. I use a lot of things from Vanderbilt. I use any resources that I can get, especially when it comes to things about mental health or things like this, dealing with communication or anything that's just for life. I like to look at the studies and see what the studies say. And so I want us to read a quick statement about passive communication or passive communicators. During passive communication, a person prioritizes the needs, the wants, and feelings of others, even at their own expense. The person does not express their own needs or does not stand up for them. This can lead to being taken advantage of, even by well-meaning people who are unaware of passive communicators' needs and wants. Now, does that sound like you? Is that something, or does that sound like someone that you know? A lot of times people are passive for many reasons. People are passive because they don't want to rock the boat. They, you know, they kind of go along to get along, and they say, well, again, you know, I need my car, but I guess I can do what I got to do later and give them my car. You know, in some instances, that's a very notable thing to do, that you are selfless enough to say, hey, I'll let you take this and I'll take care of my stuff later. But it should not be the case that a person always just say, I'm going to let you run over me. I'm going to let you take advantage of me, because as the statement stated, it can lead to someone taking advantage of someone and they never speak about it. And then they can begin to suffer in silence, and then they can begin to wonder, why doesn't anybody like me? Why doesn't anyone take me serious? Why? How did I get into this position? Well, from what we see here, it can easily happen. You know, a person may not intend to take advantage of someone, but it's very easy for someone to be taken advantage of when they catch themselves up in a moment like this. They can be taken advantage of, and they can be misused and again, abused, not physically, but they can deal with it mentally. And they can always wonder, why is it me? Why am I like this? Why don't people like me? One of the things it points off also, at least some of the characteristics of those who are passive communicators. They're soft-spoken, quiet, allows others to take advantage, prioritizes needs of others, poor eye contact, looks down or away, does not express one's own needs or wants, and a lack of confidence. Now, again, if anyone who's listening to this, if you're dealing with these things, you don't have to stay this way. And again, it's not anything to be ashamed of. It's one of the things where when we know more and when we know better, that we can do better. And so if you feel like someone is taking advantage of you, let's work on these things. A lot of times our posture says a lot about us and the way we communicate. You know, I'm very big on reading people's body language. And sometimes I get it right. A lot of times I get it right. I read body languages and I read facial expressions pretty well. Just the other night, someone said something to me about the Bible, and man, it was far left field. And sometimes I have to work on my own self, because sometimes I hear something so crazy that, man, I'll either start rubbing my beard real funny, like, you know, I'll do something crazy, or I'll make a face, because sometimes you hear something that's so out there that it just blows your mind and it leaves you baffled. But when it comes to people who are passive communicators and these things that we're talking about, there's nothing wrong with being soft-spoken. Soft-spoken doesn't mean that you're weak. It doesn't mean that you're frail. There are a lot of people who are soft-spoken and are some of the strongest giants I've seen. But we should not allow people to take advantage of us. Now, because someone, it's okay for us to help people, but for someone to just willingly know that, hey, I can take advantage of this person, they're never going to say anything, I can always get what I want from that person because I can just run them over. No one should ever have that thought about us, especially us as Christians, because we are called to be people who are to be the light of the world, and we have to be confident. And sometimes we do have to prioritize the needs of others, because there are sometimes people may be in a situation where they need a little bit of extra push, and you may put yourself out there. There's nothing wrong with that. Poor eye contact. You know, I guess it just depends on, it's a cultural thing sometimes also, where you are. You know, sometimes looking directly into people's eyes is intimidating for people. You know, I like to look at people when I talk to them. I like to have that banter back and forth. And sometimes those who are passive communicators, they can't really look you in the eye. They can't really just focus on, if it's just you and them, they're going to look at everything else. Now, I know some brethren who are great preachers, and they won't look at the crowd. You know, I think that's one of the top fears in the world, is that it's public speaking, but that's something for another day. And then it also says the lack of confidence. You know, confidence should be something that you grow and that you continue to grow in and be more confident in yourself and confident in what you do in life. But those who are who have trouble with or who struggle with being a passive communicator, they may lack the confidence because, again, they don't want to rock the boat and they'll keep things flowing the way they are. So if this is you, again, I'm not saying that there's something wrong with you. You need to go get medicine. You need self-help. You need this. But just work on being able to communicate with people. You know, again, this is a Christian podcast. I'm not just talking to Christians. I'm talking to everyone in the world also. But I want us to maintain that. I want us to be empowered and know that you can be confident in who you are and what you believe and in the one who created us. That's a free for nothing. Now, let's notice our next communicator or our next form of communication, the aggressive communication. Now, I think this is one that sometimes people misuse. And they'll say, well, this is the only way I know how to talk to people. I only know, I don't tell my wife I love them. I don't tell my kids I love them. You know, they just know I do. It's kind of rough and it's gruff and it's just, I say what I want. You know, I think a lot of times older people get an excuse pass here. They'll say, oh, they're just old, so they talk aggressive. That's how they are. But let me read and say and share with you what it says about aggressive communication. Through aggressive communication, a person expresses that only their needs, wants, and feelings matter. The other person is bullied and their needs are ignored. Ooh, this is one right here. There are people who I know who are so confident and arrogant at the same time, and this is their manner of communication. That they are, it's all about me, 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 me. It's all about my wants, what I need, what I'm supposed to do. How can you deny me these things? And they get so engulfed in self that, you know, whatever you got going on, it doesn't matter. They'll take from you despite your situation just to make themselves feel better. You know, it should never be said that this should be the manner that we always communicate. Now, are there some times that you have to be aggressive? You know, I'm aggressive when it comes to someone who's teaching false doctrine. I'll be a little bit aggressive if someone messes with my children. And again, aggressive, not in the fact of cursing or being outside of my Christian character, but I can get a little bit aggressive, but not on the fact of taking, I was just saying, only my feelings matter and being in a situation where I down others, but I may be aggressive in tone, but it's like they say, the dog got a big bark, but no bite. Now, I don't think I'll bite anyone, but when we look at the aggressive communicators, they sometimes find themselves taking great advantage of those who are passive. Because what does a bully do? When a bully comes in, a bully demands the room. A bully is going to want to be in control of everything. And a bully is going to tell you how things are going to be done. And it's going to be done their way. These are a lot of times your aggressive communicators. This is what they do. Notice the characteristics of those who are viewed in this light. It says, easily frustrated, speaks in a loud or overbearing way, unwilling to compromise. Use of criticism, humiliation, and domination, frequently interrupts or does not listen, disrespectful toward others. Man, a lot of these, sadly, I see in marriages that are on the brink of not being in existence anymore. And not just from a man. I've seen some women be this way. I've seen relationships that have been tarnished because there's one or maybe more or maybe both in the situation that are aggressive communicators. If you're both yelling, if you're both selfish, if you're both wanting only for looking out for you, that's a problem. In a relationship, there has to be some compromise. There has to be some communication that is going to be proper for building. There has to be selflessness. But if you notice the things that are listed, easily frustrated, over talking people. Every time you start to make a point, you say, well, this, you said this, and I start to feel, well, no, you can't tell me that way. You just acting like this. You just doing such and such. And every time their person says something, they can never finish a sentence because the aggressive communicator is the one who tries to be overbearing and shape the narrative. And you know what? I think a lot of times those who are aggressive communicators and they're overbearing and won't let people talk, I believe deep down inside they're just scared because somewhere they've been hurt, somewhere they were talked to like that. And guess what? They're never going to let it happen again. I'm not going to let it happen to me again. So I'm going to build myself up to where I'm going to be ready to just stand strong and nobody's going to sway me. If a person has a hard heart like that and they refuse to change the way they talk, they'll lose everything. You have to talk to people correctly. There's nothing, you know, you can gain nothing from just by belittling people, by being rude and nasty to people. There's nothing you can gain that way. You'll lose everything. I want you to notice what Paul pens to the church at Colossae. Dealing with their speech, Colossians chapter 4 and verse number 6, we find these words. Paul says, "Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man." Notice, your speech needs to be seasoned with salt. It needs to be good so that you can answer every person accordingly. The person who is an aggressive communicator, they are to the point where they are just disrespectful toward others. They're frustrated all the time. No matter what you say, they're not going to calm down. They're going to just try to interrupt. They want you to see things their way desperately. You know, a moment of transparency. I can remember before I obeyed the gospel and my wife and I were married, we weren't Christians. And man, this was me. You know, everything was her fault. You know, it was in times where things were simpler, where there were only two children, and now we have seven. So, you know, now I've learned that I got to be the good communicator. I've learned that I have to be one who is not selfish, one who doesn't cut my wife down, one who doesn't cut, you know, who is listening to the children. I'll say this, and this is not a moment for us to just dwell on children. We'll talk about children and mental health later, but can you imagine growing up in a household where you're supposed to be seen but not heard? You know, that's been something that has been the old narrative that parenting used to be. Even in our churches today, they say when we come to assemble, they say, well, kids, a lot of times they need to be seen but not heard. They want children to be quiet and they become aggressive toward children. And just because children want to play and they want to be children. Well, I'll tell you this, if you're going to be, this is the way you're going to communicate with children, the church will not grow. If in the homes, if this is the way that we're parenting our children, guess what? The children won't be, when they turn 18 or when they get in a position where they can leave and they can go and be somewhere else and get from under your thumb, guess what? They're going to go. And they're not going to come back because of the way we communicate. I'm thankful for my mother. My mother and I communicate very well with each other. I come from a family where we didn't hide anything. You know, if something happened, guess what? We dealt with it right then. We dealt with it. We dealt with it. It didn't have to bleed over. We communicated about it. We talked about it. We fussed. We fought. We laughed and we got over it. But we definitely, if we are stuck in this aggressive communication, if we just aggressive with our communications at all times, we need to change. We need to change. Let our speech be seasoned with salt. Now, our third and final communication method of communication or communicator is the assertive communicator. It says assertive communication emphasizes the importance of both people needs. During assertive communication, a person stands up for their own needs, wants, and feelings, but also listens and respects the needs of others. Assertive communication is defined by confidence and a willingness to compromise. You know what? That sounds more like how we need to be. If we're riding somewhere and you say, man, what do you want to eat? And I say, well, it doesn't matter to me. But I would like Popeyes. And you said, well, you know what? I was really hoping for KFC. You know what? I can go for KFC also. I can, you know what? I'm willing to say, if this is what you really want to do, hey, let's do it. It doesn't matter to me. If Because guess what? I'm still going to get my need met because I'm hungry. So it doesn't matter if it's Popeyes or if it's KFC. It doesn't matter if it's Papa John's or Pizza Hut. As long as I'm able to get my needs met. The need is I'm hungry. Feed me. This is the way that we should be. And this is the example that we can see also when we look in the Bible of Abraham. Genesis chapter 13, we read about Abraham and Lot. And in verse 7, it says that there was strife between Lot's herdsmen and Abraham's herdsmen because they left out of Egypt and they had such great wealth and possession. So Abraham says to Lot that it should be no strife because we be brethren. If you want the left, guess what? I'll take the right. You want the right, I'll take the left. Whatever, however you want to do it, that's what you can do. That's what we'll do. Whatever's going to make you happy. You know, there's nothing wrong with putting others before yourself. There's nothing wrong with us saying, hey, you know what? I'm going to fall back and let this person have what they want. You know, when we look in the book of Philippians, we even see an example of what our Lord and Savior says. Philippians, the second chapter, beginning at verse number 1, we find these words. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each other esteem others better than themselves. Look not every man on his own thing, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. You know, that's a beautiful thing. It says that the person who is the assertive communicator, they are willing to be, they're willing to compromise and they have confidence. It says they listen without interruptions. Can you listen without interrupting someone? You know, a great thing, reflective listening, when someone says something to you and you can repeat back to them what they said, it lets them know that you are engaged in the conversation. And so to be able to listen without interrupting, to be able to take things all the way in and just say, you know what, I'm just going to listen right now before I say anything. Again, remember, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. James 1 and verse 19. So they listen without interruption. They clearly state their needs and wants. They're willing to compromise. They stand up for their own rights. They have a confident tone. They have good posture and body language, and they have good eye contact. You know, this is what we should strive for. We should strive to be people who are balanced. And again, I can help you without hurting me. I can help you without having to throw myself off to the side and not get my needs met also. Let's look out for both of us because we be brethren. That's what we can do. You know, it's a beautiful thing when it comes to communication that we have so much to offer. We have different backgrounds. We come from different areas. But sadly, somehow we drop the ball when we can have so much that we can talk about. If you resonate with one of these three, hopefully it's the one that's the assertive communicator. Hopefully it's not the one who just gets ran over. Hopefully and preferably it's not the one who is aggressive. Now, again, if you are passive, passive is not weak. Passive doesn't make you, it doesn't make you any less of a human being. But as a Christian, I'm reminded that God has not given me the spirit of fear. I'm reminded that God told Joshua to be ye courageous, that you have to continue to be confident. As one who is in the body of Christ, we have to grow in that knowledge of God so that we can be more confident in things. Now, I do know that there are just some places where some people won't speak. Some people just will not communicate or will not stand before an audience or won't give them a podcast like this. There are some people who like to be in the background. That's nothing wrong with that. But as far as communicating with people, we need to be able to stand up for our needs, you know. I'll wrap up my points with this of these two with kind of a funny story. And then we'll hopefully next time see you for our Communication 103. I made a comment to my wife the other day because I saw something on Facebook. It was like the post said, if my husband says, I got to ask my wife, just know that's a no already. And so I responded to the young lady who put it, and I said, you know what? That's why wives are the best, because that's what wives communicate and that's what wives do. And then I also said, make sure you get you a wife who will argue for your food when they get it wrong at the restaurant, and who will communicate it to the people, because you're not going to do it. And I literally just said it to my wife said it the other day. We went out for dinner, or we had a lunch. Yeah, I think it was the other day. Yes, the other day we had a lunch together, and they messed my food up. And guess what? My baby was there to correct it. Because see, me, I'm just like, it's fine. You know, I'll eat it. I don't want any problems. My wife is like, no, this is what you paid for. We're going to get what you paid for. And so I'm passive when it comes to my food. I don't know if she's aggressive. Well, she may be a little bit aggressive and a little bit assertive, but don't tell her I said that. But let's learn to be purposeful with our communication. Let's learn to grow and respect one another, whether it's in a relationship with your spouse, whether it's your friends, whether it's people you're at work with, whether it's brethren in the church, whatever the case it may be. Let's make sure that our communication is what God would have it to be. Let's look out for the needs of others. Let's be confident in the way we communicate. Let us be able to fix some of these things. If we're dealing with people who can't communicate properly, let us lead by example of showing them how they should be and how they should communicate properly. Because again, my big focus is, what do the children see? What do those who are coming up under us see? Are they going to be the next generation? Are they going to be all aggressive, or will they be assertive and looking and being balanced in their communication and thinking and how they can help others? You know, only time will tell. If the Lord lingers and we live to get older, there may be some who are able to communicate this way, communicate the proper way, and can help the church grow and also help save relationships and to help save the home. So again, I thank you for coming in and listening with us for the day. And as usual, if you have any questions or comments, I'm always available. You reach out, Facebook, YouTube, and we'll be sure to answer any of your questions. So I'm looking forward to seeing you next for Communication 103.